Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 13th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed Jeremy Taylor. Several years ago, the general ordination exams, the comprehensive examinations that nearly all Episcopal priests have to take as part of their process toward ordination, asked a question about the Caroline Divines. Based on the general level of frustration with this question, it seems like most people in the church have forgotten about these 17th century theologians. But it's too bad. Their contribution to the development of Anglicanism is pervasive, and possibly none of them were as influential as the man we remember today, Jeremy Taylor. Taylor was a fellow of All Souls, Oxford, and a close associate of William Laud. He was a chaplain for the Royalist Army during the English Civil War. And after Cromwell's victory, Taylor was imprisoned for a time, and then spent several years in semi-exile in Wales. After the Restoration, Taylor was made bishop of two dioceses in northeastern Ireland. As bishop, he worked hard at rebuilding churches, spreading the use of the prayer book, and opposing the Puritans. He also served as vice-chancellor of Trinity College in Dublin. His life serves to illustrate one of Jesus' most important sayings. "Who then is the faithful and wise slave whom his master has put in charge of his household to give the other slaves their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions." Throughout Jeremy Taylor's life, he found himself on the right side or the wrong side of political disputes by turns. He was forced into exile and raised to the episcopate. He was chaplain to the army and a high university official. But through it all, he knew that his true master was God. Tireless in his service to the church and in his life of prayer, he was very much the exemplary servant of God who deserves our commemoration. Let us pray. O God, whose days are without end, and whose mercies cannot be numbered, make us, like your servant Jeremy Taylor, deeply aware of the shortness and uncertainty of human life, and let your Holy Spirit lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Jonathan Myrick Daniels. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.